Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Well, they come in from all around. Here's a joke from the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin, and Big Ed Merkel from north of the Cheddar Curtain in Milwaukee, James Wing in southwest Michigan, Sean Durning in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Thank you, Sean. Agnes in Zion, Southside Limey in Oak Forest, John Capper in Park Ridge, Streeter Inspector Joe, Pam Kadji in Lincoln Park, Chicago. Thanks for sending the joke in. Mike Swiss in Chicago. J. David Keckley, attorney at law in Mishawaka, Indiana, sent us a joke. Katie Forrest did from RB Construction in Wooddale, and one Marge Sipla from LaGrange. Well, there are two types of people in the world: those who can stand dishes in the sink overnight and those who don't even notice them. Invariably, they end up marrying each other. Isn't that the truth? Andy, I watched a video on how to avoid Lyme disease. It was a TikTok.
Was it on TikTok?
Yes, it was.
What did they recommend?
That you take talc.
Hmm.
So, Andy, they said you should tuck it under your tum-tum, so...
You're telling me...
Good luck to you on this, Andy.
To take a TikTok, tuck talc in my tum-tum?
Not bad, Andy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not bad. Andy, you know that wonderful feeling when you have... Andy, you know that wonderful feeling you have when you fall asleep at night and you sleep so soundly all night long and then you wake up the next morning feeling refreshed?
No.
Me neither.
The following is a Smarty Pants joke. Observation, actually, and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
You know what's funny? Paintings of Adam and Eve... where they both have belly buttons. Take as much time as you need with that. My friend bought his wife a fur coat made out of 3,600 hamster skins, and then he took her to the county fair.
How'd that go?
He couldn't get her off the Ferris wheel. Hey, here's a pro tip. Always keep a fresh potato wrapped in foil inside your kitchen cupboard. If your house burns down, you'll still have a really nice baked potato. Speaking of that, Andy, what kind of tubers does a cowboy eat?
I'd have to guess galloped potatoes.